"And now?" asked Pinocchio with a serious face.
"Now we are lost."
"Why lost? Give me your hand, dear father, and be careful not to slip."
"Where will you take me?"
"We must try again. Come with me, and don't be afraid." With these words, Pinocchio took his father by the hand, and, always walking on tiptoes, they climbed up the monster's throat for a second time. They then crossed the whole tongue and jumped over three rows of teeth. But before they took the last great leap, the Marionette said to his father, "Climb on my back and hold on tightly to my neck. I'll take care of everything else." As soon as Geppetto was comfortably seated on his shoulders, Pinocchio, very sure of what he was doing, dived into the water and started to swim. The sea was like oil, the moon shone in all splendor, and the shark continued to sleep so soundly that not even a cannon shot would have awakened him.